Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Chaser Report is recorded on Gadigal land.
Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence, this is The Chaser Report.
Hello and welcome to The Chaser Report. Dom Knight back with you from weeks of doing other work. And Charles isn't here, but we have a considerably better option, to be honest. It's Sammy Shah. Hello, Sammy.
Hello. Am I basically Brown Charles now? Like Barles, I guess?
Brown Charles. I think that's so unfair.
To your talent.
I mean, look, I've known Charles for a long time. I think if you could, Charles could have a lot of different skin tones. He'd still have the same flaws.
Yeah.
He just wouldn't have gone so far in life.
Anyway, there is a lot more patience with his flaws than there are with mine.
Absolutely. How are you?
I am aware of my age. I think it's the best way to put this. So I'm 44 years old. Mm-hmm. And being a 44-year-old, every year or so, I go and get a checkup done. In my 40s. Since my 40s, I've been kind of staying on top of my health. By staying on top of my health, I mean, I get a checkup done and I do nothing about what the results are.
Oh,
and
yes.
So about a year and a half ago, I got a blood test done and I was told that my cholesterol is exorbitantly high. Just shockingly high. And I was like, oh, absolutely. I should definitely do something about that. And then for a year and a half, I did absolutely nothing. Like, not even eating one salad. I think I doubled down. I think it went harder. I put butter on the butter.
Let's see how far I could push these numbers.
Yeah, basically. It's the only time in my life that my ratings have gone up.
Because it's a score for achievement, really. I mean, if you're going to have bad cholesterol, at least enjoy it. Like, I don't know. How long are we meant to live anyway when you say no to that donut? Having said that, Sammy...
That's my argument, right? So my partner she's healthy and she likes being healthy and she works out and she eats healthy and she has vitamins and all of these things. And she says to me, don't you want to get healthy and live longer? And I'm like, no, I don't want to live long. Why? I don't want to be a 110-year-old man. Oh my, can you imagine the shit, the dumb, cancelable shit I'll be saying then? I'm barely on the verge of
love the notion of an eight. Actually, please do live longer and fix it because I want to see grumpy, completely disinhibited Sammy Shah.
I'll also be pooping myself. I mean, grumpy.
That can be part of your stand-up show.
Wearing adult diapers.
110-year-old grumpy pooing Sammy Shah. I mean, that will be very popular. I presume that by that point in the world's evolution, things will have gone full circle and that unless you say something terrible, people won't even notice.
Well, yeah, probably. By that time, look, if I live to be 110, we're looking at basically 2088 is around the time.
Sounds good.
But I think by then, anyway, a meteorite would have killed us all. So it's either I die of pooping myself to death at the age of 110 on stage, or a meteorite kills us. But my point being, like, now I gotta eat healthy and like get those cholesterol numbers down. So I've been doing salads and I've been doing just a lot of green tea and psyllium husk. Do you know what psyllium husk is?
Psyllium husk? That sounds like you're the husk of a man.
Yeah, it feels that way sometimes. But basically,
what's psyllium husk?
It's a thing that is apparently made of psyllium, which I don't even know what that is. But everyone in India, which I don't know if you know this, but everyone in India has cholesterol. Just like the whole subcontinent.
All right.
Is just people with heart disease and cholesterol. And everyone has psyllium husk to live longer. They all still die at 65, so I don't even think it's working. But either way, I'm not going to have to do this.
I mean, this is an argument that I've had with a number of people from South Asia who I may or may not be related to by marriage, is the notion that just about any food is improved with the addition of ghee.
Yeah,
clarified
it tastes
butter.
Better.
it does. It tastes amazing. But as someone who's also, you know, at least trying, at least notionally, to not completely destroy my heart before I turn 50, I'm kind of a bit avoiding dripping the liquid butter onto everything that I'm eating. I mean, that's the one concession I do make. But they're like, no, no, it's clarified. And I don't see how that makes it not fatty in some way. And this is the thing, particularly North Indian food. I mean, basically every North Indian curry you have, and that's why I love it so much, it does taste like death on a plate. I mean, butter chicken. It's literally called butter chicken.
Yeah.
Like, as chicken itself wasn't unhealthy enough, we had to add butter.
Exactly. And that's a mild one. I mean, there's some of the ones that I've had in Pakistani as well, like, which is, you know, I mean, just like your biryanis and stuff. But we have a thing called haleem or nihari. Nihari is just like, you know, meat that's been stewed for ages. You can slice the oil that's clarified and congealed on top before you even get to the food itself. And when you eat it, you're just actively hurting. It's probably a part of the sensory experience. Mm. It's like going to one of those restaurants, you know, who's that chef with the big glasses who's always coming on MasterChef and stuff, and he does all weird sciencey stuff? Hessen Blumenthal.
Yeah.
You know, like, you go to a Hessen Blumenthal restaurant and you put on headphones and then they spray mist in your
face. Like foam, it's like foam, yeah.
Exactly. It's supposed to be a sensory experience. Pakistani food's like that. The sensory experience is your chest hurts, you start groaning, you lose feeling in your lower body, and then you eat it, continue eating it. Like, that's how I've grown up. My parents were here right now. My mom was like, oh, you need more fruit in your diet, and would make me fruit salad, by which I mean she'd take some fruit, chop it up, and then put it in, basically drown it in cream. Full cream with a mountain of sugar. And then I'm wondering why my cholesterol numbers are so high.
But I must say I respect that, because at least the food is delicious. I mean, imagine being so American. Good. Imagine so being good. American and having like shit donuts, like Krispy Kreme and stuff, which is just basically a trans fat on a bowl. I don't think they sponsor it. Sorry, let's hope they don't. and the food, like burgers. I remember the first time I went to America and I ordered like a diner burger, and I was like, oh my God, this is going to change my life. I've just heard about these diners. I sat down there in like a kind of Laminex table, you know, Formica counter and all that. I was so excited and just ready to be overwhelmed by this amazing experience. I ordered the coffee. The coffee was shit filter coffee, as you
expect. It's the worst, yeah.
American, the burger, it was a dried piece of meat between two buns.
Mm-hmm.
And it was enormous, but there was nothing else. I could have ordered a cheeseburger and had a piece of melted cheese. There wasn't even salad. Like, they don't fuck around with that stuff in America. They have breakfast with pancakes on the same plate as eggs and bacon. Like, if you're going to die of heart disease, at least eat good food.
Well, I mean, that's basically how I've been living my life so far, right? Like, this Viking approach to just eating whatever grazes in front of me and then thinking I'll pay the dividends later. Well, now the tax man is here to collect. And so now I've got to eat healthy food, Dom, and it sucks. I hate being old.
That sounds terrible.
Remember being young? That was awesome. Let's do that again.
Oh, that was good. I've wasted it. I completely wasted it all. The sensation that I've had that most felt like that was I once went to, when I was in Beijing, there's a little bit of a travel brag here, but I went to this hidden away Peking duck restaurant, or Beijing duck as they call it these days. That's
right,
you know, more sensitive. But Beijing duck restaurant. And it was in like a Hutong's laneways. It was very atmospheric. You had to kind of go to this little back. And I must have had fully 15 pieces of roast duck.
Good
in,
Lord.
In pancake, in the like pancakes heaven. With scallions and the hoisin sauce. And I remember I honestly felt something really wrong with my body walking out of there. And I remember I did not feel like my arterial blood supply was going to continue. But if I dropped dead, at least I would have gotten to eat 15 pieces of Peking duck. Like, compare that to, I don't know, like a fucking hostess cake or some shit. Yeah. Or any candy. Like, candy's shit compared to that. That's the thing I'm realizing as I get older.
I have no sweet tooth. I wouldn't want to die for candy. I don't care.
It sucks.
I don't care about that. Yeah, I'd rather die covered in lamb ribs and I don't know if you've ever had goat liver, but that thing is amazing.
I haven't. No, I haven't had goat
that's
liver.
That's like a weird, like, we don't eat enough like liver and testicles in Australia. It really is a delicious thing.
That's a comedy show title for 2023. Sammy Shah in We Don't Eat Enough Testicles. I would say that.
They taste amazing. It's really sad. You know you're the dominant species on the planet when another animal's testicles are part of your cuisine, you know?
Is that what my idiotic British ancestors Is that, do they call that like sweet bread or sweet meats or something?
Yeah,
like they give it the most the most euphemistic name. No, no, you're chowing down on animal balls.
Yeah, and I no shame in them. They taste good. Just eat them. Have them.
Just call them what that. Call them testicles.
Yeah, we call them kapure in Pakistan. They're so good. Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyway, so now I got to do this. And anyway, I'm doing it for 6 weeks. And then after that, they're going to test my cholesterol again. And if the cholesterol number is down, then I just keep eating healthy. If it isn't down, then I just start taking medication for it.
How do you want to be remembered?
Oh.
What will we say on the special commemorative edition of the podcast in about a year?
I think I can't believe he killed so many people in the last few moments before he died. He would be an interesting one, where it's like there was no evidence that he was a maniac until just moments before his death.
Actually, that's not a bad... I mean, if you're going to write... I know you're writing a lot of fiction these days. Mm-hmm. Imagining what you would do with the news that you were going to... You had like a week to live. Because you'd spend that week very, very impressively, I feel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, no, I think it'd be embarrassing for like anyone else would go, I don't know, they'd go to like travel the world or whatever. For me, it would largely be reading comic books, eating great foods, and I guess spending time with my family or whatever the hell I'm supposed to do there.
You wouldn't rain death on particular people. Like, I think if you're going to go out, from what you've been saying over the years, you'd probably take a few people with you.
I think everyone who I hate knows I hate them. That's okay. The one thing you can say. There's not very much complimentary you can say about me. One thing you can definitely say is I have never shied away from telling people I dislike that I dislike them. And I think that can be my legacy. I'm down with that. If the cholesterol makes my arteries harden and I drop dead, at least I would drop dead knowing that my enemies know I hate them. I don't have any enemies, but when I do acquire some next, I shall definitely tell them.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Chaser Report. Now with extra whispers.
You know what's going to happen to you is you're going to die in Queensland.
Oh,
I can just tell. Probably won't even intend to. You'll probably just be flying somewhere else, and there'll be a forced landing in Queensland, and the plane won't land. They won't know where the runway is.
Are you saying the Queenslanders will kill me, or it'll be an accidental death?
I'm saying it will. That fate will. No, I don't think they'll kill you because that would be a bit more heroic.
Yes.
I think just what will happen is. Unfortunately, ironically, you'll die in the place you hate the most. You know how the Queen died in Scotland and a lot of people were like, oh, she planned it. She loved Scotland.
Oh, did she? I had no idea. Yeah.
Oh, they talk. And so Scottish people, most of them would just want to get rid of the Queen. But those who don't were like, oh, she may not have spent that much time here and arguably her ancestors oppressed our ancestors and took over this place. But gosh, she died here. She chose to exit. And I must say, for me, speaking someone with a bit of Scottish ancestry in the mix, it's a good place to die.
I don't know if it's a good place to eat. That's Scottish food. How is Scottish food?
Well, they deep fry stuff, so they've got that in common.
I've heard the Mars bars being deep fried is a thing there.
That is a thing. But also, it's a lot of it. I mean, Scottish cuisine is a little bit of a contradiction in terms from what I understand. There's obviously haggis. It's where you get a sheep stomach and put stuff in it. I haven't eaten much of it. There's shortbread. I mean, shortbread is really... It was one of those foods where when you eat it, you just go, fuck, that was a waste of calories.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you this then, to kind of add on to your question. If you have 1 week left to live, and in that 1 week, you can only have one cuisine.
Oh, that's a great question.
Right.
If I really wanted to go out with it, it just didn't matter... I think probably Thai. I think I'd go Thai food. I really love Thai food, particularly because I could have all those coconut milky curries and barbecued meats and all that stuff and just who gives a shit. All the sticky rice, coconut rice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thai desserts are the most excellently calorific things around. So that wouldn't be bad. I mean, Indian food I like. I like Japanese food a lot, but I wouldn't eat it. Oh, it's too healthy to eat for my final week, I don't think.
Yeah, not for the final week. I think my final week would probably be... Well, Pakistani I love, of course, so that's a given. But I think the Italian. I think Italian, same thing.
Oh, it's pretty.
Just
pretty
load
good.
Up on the pastas and the hot sauce and the spices, and yeah, it's great.
Except people like you who have shitty cholesterol aren't you supposed to have Mediterranean diets? Like, shouldn't you do this now?
Yeah, so olive oil. I started doing a lot of like couscous and quinoa and there's some really good stuff, and there's good like Middle Eastern recipes for salads that are great, and yeah, but I mean, none of it tastes as good as ghee.
I mean, I meant to order salads, I think. I should, mm-hmm. and I just never do. There's almost never the case where I go to any restaurant and think, oh, it's a salad day. and I did. There was a period where I did want to eat salad a lot, and mm-hmm. the salad that I settled on was the Thai beef salad.
Okay.
The point where there's beef in it, it's not a salad, surely.
Yeah, that's more about the beef than the salad.
Yeah.
You know what my life hack that I've... Anyone else who wants to lose weight, the life hack I have discovered that really helps... You're not lose weight, sorry, lower your cholesterol and just eat healthier. Mm. If you're going to eat lots of salads and hate yourself doing them, get hot sauces.
Oh.
I have invested in phenomenal hot sauces, and capsaicin, which is in hot sauces, is actually good for cholesterol.
Oh.
So I just drown any salad with hot sauces and it becomes way more edible.
I can't quite imagine lettuce with hot sauce, but maybe I should try it out.
Avocado and toast with hot sauce has become my breakfast now. So this is how I'm surviving this.
That sounds like a genuinely useful tip, which is not really what's intended in this.
No,
podcast.
Not at all. I've let everyone down.
I feel you've changed, Sammy. I want to talk to you.
How so?
Because look, it used to be you'd come out guns blazing with Scott Morrison or something at the start of the podcast.
Yeah, and
I saw you writing on social media the other day. I just don't want to get caught up in sort of outrage of the day type conversation anymore. And it just had this degree of maturity about it.
Yeah, it's quite disgusting.
It
I'll
made
be
me
honest.
Feel like you were like, I've got stories to write and stuff. I just was like, what's happened to Sammy Shah? Is he soft or boring or both? I don't know what's
happened. My drafts folder is filled with 1,000 half-written angry tweets, which I, like right now, Stephen Price, you know Stephen Price from the project.
Yeah.
You know, the project that no one knows what the fuck that show is. So yeah. Stephen Price, or is it Steve Price?
I think Stephen, I call him Stephen because he probably doesn't like it.
All right, okay. Stephen Price has written an article about how the AFLW is terrible and watching an AFLW game is always disappointing because no one then knows how to play. And I wrote there's a tweet in my drafts folder, which is the exact wording that he used to describe the AFLW. You know, I think he said something along the lines of, like, you know, if you watch an AFLW game, you'll walk away disappointed because it's worse than watching children play. And I wrote, if you spend 5 minutes with Stephen Price, you'll walk away disappointed because it's worse than watching a bowl of shit. And then I didn't tweet it because a part of me goes, who cares? Why am I putting anger out into the ether when I can use it to channel that towards creative pursuits as opposed to just wasting it on Twitter?
That's a very good point. I mean, this is the same thing. Jared Henderson's Media Watchdog, which is the most verbose cry for help I think I've ever come across.
Yeah,
the column that he writes for the Australian.
We've all agreed it's a serial killer's rant is what that is.
It's not healthy. Like when you read that, you don't go, this is a well-adjusted human being. And
if you take the first letter of every sentence, it will actually tell you the locations of all the bodies that Jared Henderson has been slowly liquefying over decades. And he goes back to have sex with every now and then.
I can't endorse that simply because I just can't imagine him ever actually doing anything other than whining
actually,
on the couch.
Yeah, true.
Like,
he'd
probably
get his wife to kill the bodies. He's not. He has no upper body strength. I've met the wife. She's way more capable and competent as a human being than he is.
Well, this is a good way to make Media Watchdog. I was just going to say that I used to be quite enjoy, because every time I've made Media Watchdog over the years, it was for a joke that he didn't understand was a joke. It was a joke that he took literally, or I was being sarcastic or something, and he just completely missed the point.
Yeah.
And now it's just not having to read another word that Jared Henderson writes feels like a good investment. And if he writes about this mention, firstly, he can sue you. But it's just life is too short to read things, even if you get angry. Because we used to love getting angry on social media. It's just not healthy.
Yeah, that's just it. Part of it is, I think for me it became this thing of like, okay, I'm – There's people whose opinion I used to respect who I now disrespect because of seeing how dumb they are on social media. And I'm like, why am I doing this? Why am I spending time? Myself, I've been a contributor to the worst excesses of social media for decades. I have given so much free labor to social media. It's absolutely ridiculous. And I'm like, I could have been writing a book in all this time. So that's what I'm trying to do.
Can you imagine how many thousands, hundreds of thousands of words we've wasted on Twitter?
Yeah.
And in my case, I have written novels and proven that I don't have much to offer in that department either. But nevertheless, even that would have been better than all the tweets. Like, you know how Facebook tends to resurface your old Facebook status updates?
Yeah, that's embarrassing sometimes.
Every single thought that I ever published on Facebook before I met my wife was essentially a cry for help. There's nothing. When I read them all back, it's me trying to be cheerful and project success and happiness, which I did not have at all.
Yes.
And I want to erase them. I want to obliterate them all from the face of the earth. Maybe that's what I'll do in my final week, Sammy. I'll go back to my social media and just scrub that shit off.
I like that.
And I'll probably delete all these podcasts.
I do think about
that
sometimes. I'm like, should I delete all my old tweets? And I'm like, no, I don't want to pretend like I'm better than I am. I will own my, you know, the ABC wanted me to delete all my old tweets when I was working there. And I was like, no, if anyone wants to cancel me or whatever, I'll own up to who I am. I don't care. Like, I'd much rather own my own excesses and weaknesses than pretend like they didn't exist.
One of my favorite things about Twitter is that at one point the Library of Congress decided to archive the whole of Twitter. So you wouldn't have been able to live that. You couldn't have deleted it all. It would have been there forever. But in the end, they just went, oh, too hard.
Yeah.
And I think, given that I learned this week that they have 1,800 flutes in their collection, it just goes to show it's not that they didn't have the room, it's that they just went, actually, this has no value. Let it die with this generation.
Even a badly played flute still puts music out into the world. What exactly are my tweets putting out into the world?
That's a good question, Sammy. Thank you for joining us. I hope you survive until the next episode. Our gear is from Rode. We're part of the Acast Creator Network. And Sammy's podcast is News Weekly, W-E-A-K-L-Y. You should subscribe to that if you haven't already.
Thank you.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.